Hello, how are you today? I'm going to read Howard Brown Bounces Into Town. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Howard Brown Bounces Into Town. Over the meadows, in a faraway land, beyond the hills and mountains, there stood a town. It was a perfect town. The streets were clean, and the sky was blue. Everything just seemed perfect. It was South County, the best place in the world to live. In South County, kids only needed to go to school twice a week. It might not seem to be enough, only 2 days a week, but it was. The kids in South County were smart. They weren't just smart, they knew everything. Not only did they know everything, they knew everyone. Everyone was friends. The Powell family had lived in South County for generations. They loved their lives there. Mrs. Powell was a designer for a big computer game company, and Mr. Powell worked at the local flower shop. Their children, Abigail and Marcus, went to South County Elementary. With school only 2 days a week, the Powell kids always needed something to do. That was another great thing about South County. There was always something fun to do. From playing outside on the slide and swings, to playing soccer in the meadow, to riding the Ferris wheel. One day, while Abigail and Marcus were playing in the park with their friends, something strange started to happen. The sky started turning grey. They didn't know what might be happening. The sky had always been blue, with no grey clouds. The sun had always been shining. The next moment, they heard a terrible sound. They had no idea what it might be. It was the most terrifying sound they had ever heard. Then, all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, it appeared. It was huge. Howard Brown had bounced into town. Abigail and Marcus had heard all about the big bully Howard Brown, but they always thought he was an urban legend. They couldn't believe he was real. Not only was he real, he was huge. He towered over everyone. They looked around, but their friends were gone. They had run to their houses. Not sure what to do, Abigail and Marcus decided to ask their parents. They ran home to come up with a plan. Mr. and Mrs. Powell would know what to do. "Mom! Dad!" they called as they ran into their house. "We need some advice." Now they knew just what to do. They decided to go back to the meadow and talk to Howard Brown. Surely he couldn't really be such a big bully. They would talk to him and try to help. They would help him with his problems and show him how to behave nicely. Their parents waved goodbye. When they got to the meadow, Howard Brown was indeed making trouble. At first, he didn't want to listen to the Powell kids, but finally he explained that he was only a bully because other kids picked on him. He wanted to be nice. He wanted to have friends, just like Abigail and Marcus. As he talked, something amazing started to happen. He started to shrink. he returned to his normal size. He promised to stop being a bully and to start making friends. Abigail and Marcus would be his first two friends of many. Vocabulary words: cloud, house, outside, sound, flower, town. Sight words: might, something, seemed. The end.